Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've been sharing this week, Revelation Before Impartation. And we've been looking at the life of Elisha, a portion of his life. He had many miracles in his life, twice as many as Elijah, because he had requested of Elijah a double portion of the anointing that Elijah had walked in, and God granted that. And so, as we see, one of the most dramatic illustrations of the power of God was the raising of the dead son of the Shulamite woman who was barren. Her husband was old. She had provided a room for the prophet and his servant whenever he came by to and fro, and had been gracious to him. And as a result of her hospitality, Elisha wanted to do something for her, and Gehazi, his son, said, well, she's childless. So she bore a son, and when the child grew, he became ill, and as he was sent home to his mother, she held him in her lap, and he died at noon. And so she placed him in the bed, the little room of Elijah the prophet. And she was determined. She went personally to the man of God, and Elijah sent by the servant Gehazi, his staff, to lay it on the child. And again, the illustration, we're seeing this in the life of Elijah. That was his first impulse. He wanted to help. And so he sent his servant to do this, to see the child raised. But this was not God's plan. And so that's the importance. When it was a, quote, failure, he had to seek the Lord for revelation of what God wanted him to do in that situation. And as he did, the child was indeed miraculously raised to life and given back to his mother. So I really want to emphasize this truth that regardless, this is a truth from the Old Testament, but it's true today in our lives. If we want to see the power of God, if we want to see His anointing imparted in our lives and to the lives of others, to see that anointing that destroys the yoke of sin, of bondage, of addiction, of sickness, that we have to have God's revelation first. And it's not just good intentions or a good heart to see someone delivered from pain or delivered from bondage. We have to have the revelation of the Spirit of God so that we can see and do those works that Jesus has called us to do. And so I'd like to look at another scene in the life of Elijah, and this is found in 2 Kings chapter 13, and I'm going to read verses 14 through 19. This actually was a scene at the deathbed of Elisha. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And this was, of course, the very words that Elijah had uttered when Elijah was taken up to heaven with a fiery chariot of the Lord. And Elisha said unto him, he's speaking now to Joash, the king of Israel, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. Okay, there's physical contact there. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice, in other words, three times, and he stayed, he stopped. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And so as we look at this scene at the deathbed of Elijah, we see the king of Israel, Joash, who had been a constant supporter of idolatry in the nation. We have to understand that. Nonetheless, he had been an admirer of the life and ministry of Elisha. And of course, he didn't want to see Elisha die. It said he wept over Elijah and said, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And of course, as I said, this was the exact phrase that Elisha had spoken when he received the mantle of the ascending Elijah and a double portion of his spirit. And this phrase, as spoken by Elisha, shows us the revelation he had received of the life-imparting power of God. But what a hollow mockery it is when we hear it from the lips of this idolatrous king. The king had only the phraseology. He had a dead doctrine. He thought this indeed was going to produce results, but he knew nothing of the revelation that Elisha had. And this is proven by the fact that when Elisha commanded the king to take his bow and arrow and shoot the arrows of deliverance, this is what he said, this is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. When he said, shoot those arrows of deliverance, the deliverance from his Syrian enemies, the king shot only three arrows, sort of a half-hearted attempt. He didn't have the faith or the power of action that comes by revelation. And so, beloved, may God impart to every one of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that there might be a mighty impartation of God's life through us to meet the tremendous needs of humanity today. We're living in perilous times. The times are so dark. But beloved, we have got to have God's revelation. We've got to have not only the impartation of His Spirit within us, His power, His anointing. Yes, that's indeed a first requirement, but also we must seek the mind and the will of the Lord, as Elisha did, as he did to bring life to the dead son of this mother. He had to have the will of God. It was not just sending the staff. That didn't work. He laid on the child, and as I'm not going to take the time to read it, but he had to do what God said in order to bring that child back to life. And the same is true for us. The natural man, our natural man, though well-intentioned, we may be a servant of God, a child of the living God, we can be trained in methods and doctrines, but beloved, the spiritual man is dependent upon the spirit of revelation for direction. The natural man, of course, it's important for us to be trained to understand the Word of God, to understand doctrine, to study, to show ourselves approved. But beloved, it cannot just be that. We have to have the spirit of revelation for direction. And it's the Spirit which reveals the hidden mysteries of God to us. He shows us the way in which we should walk, the things we should do, the way in which we should seek an answer or direction in the situations or problems that we're facing. And He doesn't follow, He's not a God of formulas. He's a God of faith. That it is faith that definitely moves the hand of God. And that's why God, I think, refuses to be bound by the formulas. We would be so happy if He would allow us a book that we could just follow these instructions, and sure enough, we could look up our problem. That's what we do, and we'd have our answers. That would make us very happy, because that's the kind of creatures we are. We want formulas. We want instructions. But God wants us to trust Him. He wants us to depend on Him. And what worked one time may not work another. Why? Because He doesn't want us to rest on our wisdom or on our formulas, but on the Spirit of the living God. It takes little or no spiritual contact with God to rely upon tradition and imitation, or for, promotion of a good front, if you will, for appearance's sake. And unfortunately, there's a lot of imitation in many churches today. But beloved, our life is dependent upon inspiration and not imitation. If we lean upon anything like a dead staff, as that staff was laid upon the child, Gehazi brought Elisha's dead staff, it'll only pierce through us and bring shame and sorrow. Let me read a passage from 2 Kings 18 through 21. And this is when they called the king, and there came out to them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and he spoke to the king. Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Thou sayest, they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Now behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all that trust on him. The thing is, we must rely on the living God. If we stand still and wait upon the Lord, we will see His salvation. With the revealing of His salvation comes the power of impartation. Beloved, revelation is given before every impartation. Well, we shall, with the Lord's help, conclude this message tomorrow. I thank you for joining me and staying with me as we have journeyed through this incident in the life of Elisha. And my prayer is that we can really grasp the revelation that we need for the times in which we're living, for our personal lives, for the body of Christ, for the church. That's my prayer. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I may respond by letter, although I will always confirm receipt and will pray. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,